Isaiah chapter 6, the first five verses, Isaiah chapter 6, they know his voice. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain, and he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I'd wonder this morning, when are you going to see the Lord? When are you going to see the Lord? I think probably the religious answer would be, oh, when I die. Well, what about Isaiah and Paul? Because I've come to know after all of these years in the faith that true repentance can only come from seeing the Lord. Else you have no magnitude with which to compare. You just feel bad. Does that make sense to you? You have this feeling, well, I feel bad. Well, I know I'm not what I... But until there's a comparison, you know, they used to compare on the old laundry commercials, white and white. White's not always white. You think it's white. But it was always so bright in the Bible, they couldn't even look upon it. And so men today, they don't repent in sackcloth and ashes because they have no comparison. They've not met the Lord. And then and only then will one come to know themselves and be saved. Now I'm speaking from a practical experience. That's why men can't preach anything. They haven't experienced anything, you see. Else there be no comparison of the holy to the unholy. If you would turn to the book of Job. Chapter 42 and verse 5 and 6. And after all of Job's trials and troubles, God came to him. And then Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. Now, I think that probably almost every man on the earth, according to Colossians, I believe it's 1:21, 22 or 23, has heard of him. He said, but now what? Mine eye seeth thee. And when he said, my eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. That's why you don't see that anymore. We've all heard, but few have seen. And that's why the easy believism over the past century has so many so-called converts without any effect at all. You see? They heard by the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. But few ever met him. Have you met the Lord? As surely, remember, he walked by these two boats and he said two words, follow me. James and John and Peter and Andrew did what? Followed him. They saw him. How can one even know when to go out and come in without hearing from the Lord? Now, when I wrote this message a few days ago, the verse came to my mind. Does he not call his sheep by name? Now, that verse always troubled Melissa. It always troubled her. Because a preacher that we knew years ago, he said, if you haven't heard him call you by your name, then you're not his. And she's never heard God call her Melissa K. Brand or Melissa K. Neal. Well, I've got news for you. I've never heard him call me Leonard Earl Neal. Call me boy. Boy. That's what he called me. And so I had written this word, and I got in the car. I had some place that I needed to be, wanted to be. I don't know if I needed to be there. And I received revelation. I heard from the Lord. That's what I'm talking about this morning. So if you turn to that verse, John chapter 10, you see, seek and you'll find. If you're not hearing from God, you're probably not seeking. John chapter 10, I know that you're familiar with these verses. And we're going to read the first five verses. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Okay? Now, there's two separate things there. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, the shepherd. Okay? Not the door, the shepherd. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. You haven't heard from God? They know his voice. And a stranger, because he goes on down here and talks about wolves and hirelings and such. And the stranger they will not follow, okay? For they know not the voice of strangers. But now there's something more. And this is, and I received this revelation. Look at verse 6. This parable. The first five verses of John chapter 10 are what? A parable, a type, a parable. Christ often spoke in parables, okay? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, in verse 7, he said, I say unto you what? I am the door. I'm the door. Well, then, who's the shepherd? How shall they hear without what? Preacher. Preachers are shepherds, you see. And that's the difference. As a general rule, it's the shepherds that know the sheep by name and call the sheep by name. Now, if you go on to study that chapter, I'm not the good shepherd. Because it goes on. After he's spoken a parable, then he speaks in a different language and talks about election. And he's a good shepherd. I'm just a shepherd. Okay? So if you'll get that thing straight in your mind, and I'm grateful to the Lord because I received this, I heard from the Lord. Said, boy, you need to get that right. You've been troubled in your mind about it all these years. I'm going to straighten it out for you. Isn't that amazing? It is to me. You don't think it's amazing to hear from the Lord? You see? So, I'd ask you this, shall you die and you're just in religion like those of Matthew 7 that just called him Lord, Lord, and even cast out devils and did wonderful works? Oh, they're religious. But what did he say? He said, I never knew you. They didn't know him. You know, I told you this many times. Pink said, A.W. Pink said he believed that 90% in the church were lost. I got that confirmed this week. In the book of Isaiah, actually says, God says, I saved a tenth. A tenth. Which means 90% are lost. And after all these years and 35 years of preaching, I can tell you that's so. I used to believe you could simply observe someone's life and know if they're in Christ. But I don't believe that's so anymore, you see. because it's much more than that. It's much more than that. It's the spirit of truth. I've preached on that many, many times. Spirit of truth. We must try, we're told in 1 John 4, we must try the spirits. And Jesus said, beloved, believe not every spirit. They're spirits, but don't believe them all, you see. Now listen, forgiven sinners only. I mean, if there was a sign on heaven's gate, could it not say, forgiven only? Forgiven sinners only. Those who were past tense sinners, but are now saints. And there must be a witness of the Spirit. And if you ever see him, you'll never be the same again. Not ever. Now, I'm speaking now to y'all, to our little flock, okay? You've heard me say this so many times. Oh, why does he say that so many times? Well, because there's no word. How is it we don't have a word from the Lord? Are you Matthew 7? Are you John 10? Are you 1 John 4? Are you John chapter 3? Other than what's preached. How is it we don't have another word from the Lord? You claim to be in the Spirit. You claim Christ in you. Claim to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody goes, And there's no word? You mean since the last time I've spoken with all of you, you've not heard from the Lord because it's been over 2 weeks? And then, secondly, that doesn't bother you? You know the first thing I do when I hear from the Lord? What do I do? Holler at you. Mo! That's what we do when we hear from somebody that we can deem important or somebody we haven't heard from in a long time. Hey! We have services on the Lord's Day, Sunday. Last Sunday, I canceled services. Why? I didn't have a witness to preach. I had plenty of sermons. And I told the congregation that when this church started 22 years ago, if I don't have a word that Sunday, I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to do it. Oh, I could do it. I could have preached something. I've got a stack 2 foot tall of messages I haven't preached. But I didn't have a word, you see. Thus, what's going to transpire when I'm gone? You better consider that, as there won't be a word. If somebody doesn't start seeking the Lord, and even if nothing else, pray, God, would you send someone? God, we're sheep. We've got to have a shepherd, you see. A fella asked me about that on the golf course last week. Out of the blue, fellow was older than me. He said, what are they going to do when you're gone? Because I'm almost his age. Or if I stop preaching. No word. Jesus doesn't tell you when to go out and come in. What sort of religion is that? Do we live in a past experience? We're to be living for today. Christ in us today. That's like an Armenian, just a profession of faith. You know, he said in Ephesians chapter 2, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Y'all remember that? Where's the Holy Ghost in our midst? Didn't he promise it to us? Who can testify such in our midst? I never hear a testimony of the Holy Ghost here. On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Maybe I should ask, have you ever been filled with the Holy Ghost? Wouldn't that trouble you? Oh, it would trouble me horribly. If I professed Christ and believed and went to church all the time and said my prayers and lived a certain way and had never been filled with the Holy Ghost. Are we like those? Remember that they said, the apostles went out and said, have you been? They said, we never even heard if there be a Holy Ghost. Y'all remember that? And you're not seeking? How is it you're not seeking? Crying out. How can one live day to day without hearing from the Lord? How do you do that? Just see, you know how we do it? How people do it? Just like Matthew, religiously. Religiously. You see? Have you ever read this wonderful book? This book. Are you but a reader believer? That's what I call it. A reader believer. A reader. That's what most are. Do you know what this book is? To those that are filled with the Holy Ghost, it's a conversation with God. You want to have a conversation with God? Got a whole book and no word? You don't hear from God? 2 Corinthians 12:1, Paul said he's caught up to the third heaven and rather in the body or out of the body. He said, I don't know, you know, and only Paul? You've never had experiences with the Holy Ghost? I'm not saying you went to third heaven. Are we yet so earthbound and carnal that we've no supernatural experience? You know, I think that I'm not saying y'all are this way, but what I've observed in Christianity, there's a lot of they used to call them one-hit wonders. and they have one-hit song, and that was it. And then they disappeared. Have one song, it's selling a million records, and yippee! And that was, they've called one-hit wonders. Is that the way your religion is? You had that one-hit wonder back in whatever year, and now everything's all right, you see? You know, If that's true, you may as well serve an idol. Because he's a living God. Not only is he living, he lives in those that are his, you see. Even preachers I've encountered, no recollections of what I'm speaking of. Oh, they'll lay down the law. Oh, they're good at that. They'll lay down the law. And they're full of rules and regulations. You know why? They have to be. Because who's the law for? For sinners. Probably including themselves, you see. They're yet sinners. And most that they preach to are sinners. My Bible says such were, past tense, some of you. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Past tense. Such were some of you. My Bible says in Romans chapter 6, how shall we that are dead to sin? But the schoolmasters, the lawyers, preach on. Hagar, yet in the camp. Ishmael, still dwelling with Isaac, you see. Folks, I pray I've not labored in vain. I wish you'd consider the rudiments of men. most of my religious life in churches, that's all I've heard, and that's all I've witnessed. Rudiments of men. Colossians. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Oh, I don't touch, taste, or handle. What a good boy I am. Yeah, you are, Matthew 7. And that's all they preach. That's all they can preach. You see? That guy, that preacher up in Burnet, Texas, some years back, told him I was free from sin. He said, you need to get saved. Oh, man. Because I told him that God saved me from my sin. I'm going to tell you one thing. You can take this to the bank. You ever meet the Lord, and though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be washed white as snow. Amen. And I conclude the word, and where the only place to conclude it, I received revelation, and that would be Revelation. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Y'all remember? Jesus said what? I stand at the door and what? Y'all don't know? Knock. Hello? Knock. You see? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. If any man what? Man, hear my voice and open the door. I'll come into him, sup with him, and he with me. You need to read that carefully. I'll tell you. If you listen to men pray, you learn a whole lot if you listen to men pray. I've heard men pray for years and years. Some of them, they'll go on and on. And I've seen men pray for over an hour. You know why? It's like conversation with his wife. Listen to a man talk to his wife, you can tell pretty much what type of marriage he has. You ever hear him on the phone? I get him. I'm out in public, and I'll hear him. You know, yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear, whatever. Well, see, prayer is a conversation with God. One of the problems with that is that I think we do more speaking than listening. And with God, you should do more listening than speaking. Maybe he knocks, but we don't hear. And prayer, that's why I don't go to prayer meetings anymore. It's a list. They make a list. And they go down a list. I've heard them pray for people who've been dead a long time. You see? But it's a conversation with God. And we've no word here. Conversations with God, prayer, reading of the word, singing, indwelling of the Holy Ghost. And we've no word here. No word. How can you, what did he say he'd do if you knock? He'd come in and what? Sup with you. Did he not tell us, we talked about the Lord's Supper before we started service. Did he not tell us to drink his blood and eat his flesh? So we drink his blood, we eat his flesh. He said, I'll eat with you and you'll eat with me. Hear his voice and yet no word. I would wonder, when shall you see the Lord? It's unmistakable. They know his voice. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. How glorious and how marvelous. I said, they know his voice.